Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. The new book, Brothers and Wives, claims Harry was incensed when William questioned his fast-moving romance with Meghan Markle. Harry is said to have said to the future king, "Who the hell do you think you are?" William, who probably thinks he's Harry's brother and the future king, had asked, "Why rush things?" Page 6 recaps, Harry extolled his girlfriend's virtues to his brother before she and William were introduced, but he had previously worried what William, who Christopher Anderson writes can be very stiff, would make of Meghan, fearing he'd think she was an opportunist. William, the book claims, was initially charmed, but soon harbored doubts. Anderson writes that William and wife Kate wanted a proper English rose for Harry, and became increasingly perturbed by headlines about Meghan's father, Thomas Markle. Anderson writes that the escalating Markle drama went on to mortify Harry and Meghan and horrify William. Thomas Jr. was particularly adept at bashing his half-sister, telling reporters, "She thinks she's another Princess Diana." "I don't know what to believe," the book claims William told a confidant. He allegedly expressed his misgivings with Prince Charles, informing his father that Harry's obsession with Meghan was like something I'd never seen. William went on to say that it feels like I have lost my best friend. The BBC has decided to stop using the term Megxit, choosing instead to use Sussexit. Harry had previously said, "Maybe people know this and maybe they don't, but the term Megxit was or is a misogynistic term, and it was created by a troll, amplified by royal correspondents, and it grew and grew and grew into mainstream media, but it began with a troll." Royal expert Penny Jura predicts things will always be challenging for Charles and William as they compete for the throne. Jura told Newsweek, "I think it's always going to be a little bit difficult. They are two people doing a very similar job. With all fathers and sons, I think there's an element of competition. The older man not really wanting to step over just yet and let the younger take his crown. I think that's always going to be a slight issue." Both future kings may have trouble reaching the current monarch on the phone. "Oh, she's fine. She just won't answer." But there are two people who she will answer. The Mirror reports the Queen has her own private anti-hacker encrypted mobile phone, but will only answer to just two numbers on it, and none of her sons make the cut. Daughter Princess Anne and the Queen's racing manager, John Warren, are the two people she will speak to, and both these calls can get through to Her Majesty from anywhere in the world. Royal commentator Jonathan Sacerdoti made the claim about the Queen's dialing habits, adding that she uses a Samsung packed with anti-hacker encryption by MI6. Mr. Sacerdoti told the US presenter, Christina Garibaldi, "Apparently the Queen has two people who she speaks to the most on her phones. And she also apparently has a mobile phone which is said to be a Samsung packed with anti-hacker encryption by MI6, so nobody can hack into her phone. But the two people she phones the most are said to be daughter Princess Anne and her racing manager, John Warren. And particularly if John calls, she answers. He is the son-in-law of the Queen's friend, the late Earl of Carnarvon, and his home was Highclere Castle in Berkshire, which viewers of TV show may know better as Downton Abbey. John is one of the world's leading horsemen and oversees all of the Queen's racing and breeding interests. Her Royal Majesty has been involved with horses for over 70 years and first attended the Royal Ascot in 1945, aged 19 years old, according to Britain magazine. The rest of the family could just speak with Her Majesty over Christmas. The Queen has told her family she is well enough to host Christmas, per the Mirror, who add that it is understood the Queen will travel to Sandringham on or around Friday, December 17. Royal sources said it was likely she would make a 50-minute helicopter journey from Windsor, but insisted a traditional journey by train from London to King's Lynn had not yet been ruled out. A source said, "The Queen has told everyone she is feeling far better of late and is very much looking forward to welcoming them for Christmas." Like many other families, this will be the first time Her Majesty can gather with her extended family after being kept apart for so long due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Queen is said to be determined to attend church with the rest of the family, but will, as in previous years, be driven to the church to save her walking the short distance. Palace Intrigue will be right back.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
People reports Prince Philip's will is stored inside a secret London safe along with those of 32 other senior members of the royal family. The strongbox, which is in the care of the High Court Judge Sir Andrew Macfarlane at the Royal Courts of Justice, holds a unique selection of royal wills dating back to Prince Francis of Teck in 1911. This includes the final wishes of Queen Elizabeth's mother, the late Queen Mother, her sister Princess Margaret, and her uncle the Duke of Windsor, also known as King Edward VIII, who abdicated the British throne in December 1936. Other testaments secreted inside the top secret safe include those of Philip's uncle, Lord Louis Mountbatten of Burma, Queen Mary, the wife of King George V, and Princess Beatrice, the youngest child and close companion of Queen Victoria. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.
On the next The Top 11 podcast, we embark on a culinary journey across the globe as we explore the top 11 traditional dishes from around the world. From the comforting moussaka of Greece to the aromatic pho of Vietnam, we discover the dishes that have become synonymous with their countries of origin. We delve into the simplicity and magnificence of Italy's pizza napoletana, the precision and aesthetics of Japan's sushi, and the warmth and welcoming spirit of Canada's poutine. Follow The Top 11 wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.